Listening comprehension. You will hear the following text twice. While listening, mark the correct answers. Note, there could be one, two, or no correct answers, in which case you would have to add your own solution. India's paradox is that prosperity has not meant progress. Development has not erased traditional values. In fact, selective abortion has been accelerated in a globalizing India. On the one hand, there has been new money and an awareness of family planning, so family sizes get smaller. But wealthier and better educated Indians still want sons. A recent survey revealed that female feticide was highest among women with university degrees. The demographic consequences of mass female feticide are most pronounced in the most developed parts of India. In Delhi, one of the richest cities in India, there are just 827 girls per 1,000 boys being born. Not far away, in the wealthy farming belt of Kurukshetra, there are only 770. At the heart of the matter lies the most sacred institution in Indian life, marriage. New money has raised the price of wedlock, a ritual still governed by the past. Not only do most Indians believe in arranged marriage, in which dowry payments are made, there is also a widespread acceptance of the inequality between bride givers and bride takers. The bride's side, according to convention, is supposed to give but never take from the groom's family. In today's India, that translates into an ever more expensive gift list of consumer goods. Decades ago, a wealthy bride's father would have been expected to give gold bracelets. Today, it is jewellery, fridges, cars, and foreign holidays. And the bride's family may end up paying the bill for the rest of their lives. A son, by contrast, is an asset to his family. Even leaving aside the wealth his bride will bring, a boy will retain the family and the caste name. He will also inherit the property and is seen as a way of securing parent care in old age. Indians, therefore, have come to view the girl child as a burden, an investment without return. A favourite Hindi saying translates as, "Having a girl is to plant a seed in someone else's garden." One of the results is that women themselves face immense family pressure to get rid of the girl in their womb. Feminists in India argue that criminalizing women who have done so is to ignore how fiercely patriarchal the value system is. As some see it, a woman who participates in the killing of her own child is actually denying her own self-value and should not be punished, but be treated with concern.